Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Clearly, a wizard vampire lord needs cash flow from a tiny town. I mean, it's not so tiny, but a city in a random country. Do you do this often? Is Tivoli the only one? What other papers have you got there? Can I reach over to try to flip it?
He walks around the corner of his desk.
He's gonna kill me!
And he puts a hand on your chest.
Uh-oh.
And he starts pushing you backwards.
Oh.
Away from the desk and towards the door.
Oh.
And he says, I want you to leave!
I read it correctly! Yes!
That was something special.
He says, get out!
Man, I thought we left that guy behind in the Ember Camden.
No, he says, I would respectfully, he says through gritted teeth, ask you to leave.
I'm going to laugh. Because this is so absurd. I'm going to die anyway. I think I'm approaching Lank status. Will's just like, ha! Yeah, cool. All right. I feel really validated that I've done the best work I can in my town that I might not ever see again because a vampire overlord wants the income from my city. Hooray. Yep. Right.
This close and with what's happening, no perception check needed. You see in his eyes sort of a familiar purple smoke swirling around.
I knew it.
What? Wait. You are the swirly man? Wait a second.
He's associated in some way, right?
Wait a second. What would you say if I went, whoopah? No, I'm just kidding. Whip crack sound. Oh my God. Wait. Do I get any sense for my locket? Like, I want to grab my locket, because that's like my connection to the swirly man. Mm-hmm. Can I grab my locket?
It feels warm.
Whoa. Wait a second. I don't know what to say.
What's going on, Will?
Wait.
Do you need me to fix your necklace?
No.
Why are you playing with it?
This guy is not what he looks like, I don't think. Is that you? Is it?
His eyes widen when you say that, and then he grips your shirt.
Uh-oh. I'm going to die, you
And
guys.
He says, this has gone on long enough!
Oh, no! Uh-oh.
And he pulls out a scimitar from beneath the...
he chops my head off.
The
Sweet.
The table.
Oh, God.
And swings it at you.
Oh, no! I'm going to die!
We need more information from him. I don't want to fight him right now. Darn it.
Everybody roll initiative.
I mean everybody.
I mean everybody.
We're getting into combat. Oh my gosh.
You're not even
looking. No, I did not. I did not expect.
Yeah, I didn't either.
you underestimate what an asshole I can be.
The mention of your town would bring it on.
All the build up. It was like I was certain it was going to be Lank. It was like Lank is going to go into the one room he shouldn't, and you know Will told him be careful, don't go off dying. Lank swore an oath, and he's going to now be coming back to get Nick to see if we can find Esmeralda in the fog hallway, and Will have initiated combat.
Is this the first time I have ever initiated combat? Because I guess I didn't pull out a weapon, but I certainly instigated it. That's like Will's baby is his city. Like I think I roleplayed that pretty decently because I don't think he would back down. He is flabbergasted that a vampire lord in charge of he's got a freaking castle and he's like, well, let me go check out this little town. In a, you know, it's not a little town, it's a city. But still, a city in, like, some random place makes no sense.
Lank is sort of surprised that he rolled a 3.
I got a 16 total.
9.
Come on, people. I don't want to go first.
15.
Ah!
I actually like it, though, because you're probably watching me freak out, and you're going to prepare something.
It was too late for me to stop you. I was trying, but...
I'm sorry. Calm emotions! Calm emotions!
I mean, he's not... Yeah, that's not going to work. That never works. Has that ever worked? No, that has never
worked.
It has
never worked on me. It's trading it in. Lank.
Pretty sure it worked on me, yeah.
Was Bathwack 9?
Yeah.
And Lank was 4?
Yes, because yes, I'd add my. It took me from 3 to 4.
Nick actually is first in the initiative order, but he does not know this has happened yet, and so he is staying put. And it is Rafina's turn.
Wait, just because he doesn't know?
Yeah, he has no reason to act.
And I guess that works.
Wait, your initiative is higher than Will's?
Yeah, I got a 16.
All right.
And so you see. Rahadin, he's clutching Will by the fancy shirt, and he's got a scimitar that he has raised and looks like he's about to hack down at Will.
I don't understand what's going on, but I have to shoot you with my oath bow, she says, as she takes it out and
aims. Okay, cool. Go for it.
All right. Oh, good. A 4. What do I add? Don't I get a bonus for being near Bathwax?
Nope.
You're not close enough.
But I do get +6. Wait, what did we figure it out it was for the... I have it on my sheet. It's special
2
number.
More than your regular crossbow.
Yeah, so it's...
And it's not enough.
It's not enough. Yeah, that's true. I don't even need to bother.
Yeah. In your shock, your shot is not well aimed, it flies wide.
Shoot his end table.
I shot his end table.
Are you going to do anything else? Are you going to perhaps alert the rest of your party?
I am going to yell.
I guess you kind of just yelled all that.
I did really
loud.
Yell a lot. Yes. So hopefully that alerts them.
Got it. Cool. Will, it's your turn. You're able to act before he's able to...
I think, like, if I see him do that, I mean, of course, I'm going to, like, internally curse myself for what the... Like, why would I initiate combat with what I think is my patron, I guess? But the only thing I can think that he would do really quickly, combative-wise, is probably an Eldritch Blast, because it's the fastest thing that he has.
Okay.
So, I'm going to aim all 2 of my beams at him.
3, right? No, it's still
it's
2.
Only 2. Sorry. All 2 of them.
All 2.
All 2 of them, so... A natural 1.
Oh, my lord. Oh, we are getting creamed.
I can't add. I'm so sorry. 26.
Oh, yeah, that one hits.
Okay.
The other one doesn't.
All right. So.
D10.
Okay. Well, something bad's got to happen, right? Because I rolled a natural 1. I shoot the other one into my own face for being so stupid. Like, what the hell's wrong with you, Will? 2.
All right. Yeah, normally you'd be able to push him backwards,
yes.
But you're... You basically almost, like, you're just shocked and you're, like, kind of bringing your hand up to shoot.
Right.
The first one, like, almost hits your foot. That's how bad it is.
Okay,
and
cool.
So you're not able to direct the amount of force you would like to push him away from you and maybe break his hold on you.
That's a very fair natural 1. I like that. Congratulations, you're a good DM.
Best friends.
Shaking your hand.
Best friend shake.
Best friend.
Good friends.
Good friends.
Well,
shut up!
Well-mannered associates.
We're so annoying! All
right. Okay. And...
I would have loved to push that MF-er.
I know you would have. That's
Man.
Why you didn't get to.
I know.
All right. Okay. I'm trying to see what you can, how you can escape. I think you have to use your action.
Escape?
Yeah, to escape his
hold
Oh, on
yeah.
You.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So yeah, you can't move away from him.
So I'm stuck.
Yeah. You would have to use your action to wrest yourself free of his grasp.
Okay, cool.
And it is Rahadin's turn.
Wait, can I also ask, is Bernard here? I mean, I asked you to give me an icon last time. I don't think you did.
I'm on a different map. That's why a different...
So he should exist, right? But I, you know...
Form was he in? Was he a bear still?
He was a bear.
Okay. Well, then he gets to act too. Was he in there with you? Would he have been in there with you?
Probably.
You're not a cheater.
I know. I'm trying to think. Like, we're going down... Will is scared. If I'm role-playing Bernard, he'd be right by Will. But
even though you were trying to, like,
the problem
be
is
casual
that I don't
and,
think
like,
that he would even
pocket.
Fit in here. This looks tiny. So
I mean, it would have been kind of cramped and awkward for him to be
so
in there.
So he can wait, right? I would have probably had him wait outside the door.
With Nick and Bat Black and all.
Is he? Would he come in? I'm assuming.
Would he come in now?
Yeah, it's his. He acts on your initiative.
I mean, I guess. It's hard because Rafina's right there. I don't want him to, like, trample Rafina.
I mean, I am...
No,
I can
you guys
move.
Work... You work in concert with each other.
He runs through the door, scoops Rafina up on his back.
Ooh, nice.
She's riding a bear now.
Ah, it's awesome.
Will that work? Would Rafina accept that?
Of course.
Because she's standing right in front of the door. Like, he could run in and just scoop her up.
Yep. Yeah.
And go and try to swat that guy off of me.
I love it.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. Let's do that. So what do I do? Do I still roll an attack?
Yeah, you roll an attack.
Okay, cool. You have all the stats,
I know,
though, still.
I know. Just roll
after
an attack.
2 years, I still don't have the stats. All right. I don't know what to add to it, so.
What did you roll?
11.
Yeah, that hits.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
What do I roll for damage?
See, he has 2 claws, I believe.
Okay.
So roll a d6 twice. Like, 2d6.
He's like, roar! That bear, that terrifying bear growl. Roar! 1! Man, my rolls suck. 1 and 6. Okay, 7. That's not so bad.
All right, and we're adding stuff to that, so they're not just flat rolls like yours. Like your lame rolls.
Yeah, I know, my lame. I need to, like, take that agonizing blast or whatever it is.
All right, and now it is Rahadin's turn. He took an Eldritch Blast as well as some Bear Claws. But he looks like he knows how to hold this scimitar. He said before that he has slain thousands of men.
I'm going to get slain, you guys.
You certainly don't think that
it's old. When's the last time he's been able to slay someone?
He reaches back with his scimitar and he hacks down at you 3 times.
Oh my god. I'm gonna get cut up.
It's faster than almost you can see.
It can't be your patron. I mean
16 to hit.
He doesn't get emotionally disturbed.
I have a 15 armor class.
And a 20 to hit.
Ooh.
Oh my, great.
And a 21 to hit.
Oh man.
None of them hit! I have a 40 armor class. Yeah. Oh my god, you rolled 3 sixes on a d6. He rolled 3 sixes in
a row. Waited.
You are a cheater.
Wow.
Well, wait, he's my patron now. Guys, I'm about to die.
I understand the demeanor of the patron. When we first went in the room, I was like, there's something fishy about, like, when, no, it wasn't when we first went in. When we saw the paperwork, I'm like, okay, this guy is the patron. But
Thought that? I wish you would have told me. I had no idea.
Well, I was like, wait, it's the guy. And you're like, yeah, it's the guy who freed Link. And I'm like, oh, that makes more sense. But he is. I didn't say it.
But why would my patron do this?
Exactly. And then why would he get so upset?
Because I insulted Strahd a bunch of times? That makes no sense.
It makes no sense, exactly. Because he used to be like, oh, you're going to replace Strahd.
Yeah.
But maybe he was just luring you to the castle.
Great, now I'm gonna die.
Not like luring you to the castle, like you could lure you to the castle by...
Right.
I mean, that's not the effective way to lure Will to a castle.
Right, just tell him there's 20 desks inside the castle. Exactly. And he'll run and gather them all up and skip merrily along. I don't have a pencil.
Okay, Eric, this is confusing.
I got this one.
Good. You take 24 damage.
Wow.
Slashing damage.
Wow.
Does Will look badly hurt?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of hit points in general, but I'm sorry, I have to do math now. 48. I have 48.
So everybody back off.
Everyone be quiet.
God.
And it's Bathwack's turn.
And also, as a question, I'm sorry, just as a Dungeons & Dragons question, this guy just hit me with the fucking scimitar. Aren't my arms off? I mean, like, he hit me 3 times. With a scimitar.
But you have some armor on, don't you? No, you
I
don't.
Have a suit. I guess I have explained away my armor class before. It's just like magical aura that's kind of an armor. But like, so he's just hitting my magical aura?
You're a level 9 warlock.
So it just hits off of me, but it's still caught.
You're able to absorb some of the...
Am I cut or am I bruised? Yes. Wow, this is weird, you guys. Dungeons and Dragons.
That tailoring on your suit is really...
Yeah.
Really good.
It's Kevlar.
It's Kevlar.
Kevlar suit.
It's the tailor who's like, oh, he's such a nice man. I give him double
stitch. The double stitch.
Double stitch.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted so many times. I'm so sorry.
It's
I don't know
who's It's the double stitch's turn. I mean, Alex's turn.
So I can move 30 feet. I can get to the door. Mm-hmm. Can I get through Bernard?
If you have enough movement, you can move through him. You can't end your turn in his square.
Yeah, no, I can only go 30 feet if I want to do what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So I'm just at the door. So I want to cast Sanctuary on Will.
Wow.
So
walk us through it.
Well, so that'll ward him against attack. So the next time someone tries to attack him, they have to make a wisdom saving throw. And it's a bonus action, so he does it very quickly and then moves on to cast. Let's see. Can I do that? I don't have to concentrate. So, and then as soon as I do that, I'm going to cast Aura of Vitality, which I'll have to concentrate for. And so there's this aura of healing energy that radiates from Bathwack, and you probably all feel a little bit better, but Will...
Whoa!
Oh, crap. No, I can't do anything this turn, but I'll cast it this turn.
You can't do anything else? What do you mean?
I can't use it.
For yourself, you mean?
I can't...
The aura requires an
action. I have to use a bonus action to do the next thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, you're finally going to heal someone.
Yeah, I'll heal
I've been shouldering all the work.
I'm
just kidding.
It counts for triple because he's doing it to Will for some reason. I mean, who would ever do that?
I just want to fatten him up for the kill. All right.
All right, nobody hits Will but me.
Oh, I love that. He saves me from the guy, kills the guy, and then just kills me because he's like, yeah, nobody does it.
All right, so yeah, that's my turn.
Okay. Lank, bringing up the rear.
Yeah.
Like 7 feet away.
And, but I think enough has happened now that I see what's happening. And Bathwack had told me he got fiendish vibes.
Correct.
So I'm going to use my hand axe and go in. Well, no, wait, can I even get to him this round?
Probably not.
Well, I'm going to be holding my hand axe, which is not safe to run with a hand axe. But one.
How you learn that in kindergarten.
Don't run with your hand axe.
Three, four, five, six. I think I can get to there if I sprint.
I think such a good example for all the children listening to our podcast. <You know. laughs>
All right, so yeah, you're kind of now in the middle of that square room just south of Rahadin's office.
Okay.
So you can see in there. You could throw something if you had something to throw, but you can't reach enough to do a melee.
Well, would I even be able to throw something? Because I did a...
Oh, right.
Double
yes, correct. You,
run.
You ran, yeah.
Okay. Because I think the hand axe actually is throwable, but
yes.
I sprinted to get here.
Yeah, you're got your hands on your knees.
Lank is a little out of shape.
All right. And Rahadin he's clutching you even tighter, and he's like, tired of your... insolence, your impudence, says right in your face, Will.
Sweet, I got more for you.
And you hear from behind you, me too, says Nick.
Whoa!
As he comes running in.
I think you should rename him to Says Nick, because I feel like you say that all the time. Says Nick. His name is Says Nick.
Says Nick.
And he comes flying in with his rapier drawn. And he seeks to plunge it into Rahadin, following up behind with his short sword. All right, and that is a hit. It does 11 regular damage, and then he's got his sneak attack. For for an additional 13. So that's 24 damage from Nick.
Nice, Nick!
I've got you, Will! I've got you!
Woohoo! God, I'm feeling so much love. Everyone's running around me and helping me. Oh, you guys!
And whatever, this was kind of lost in the initial sort of throes of things where everything happened at once, but everybody is now aware. Nick, Will, and Rafina, and Bernard, now are aware that being this close to Rahadin, you were able to hear, basically in your mind, the screams of, you realize it's the thousands of people that Rahadin has killed.
The screams? In his mind?
In your own minds.
In our own minds, we can hear the screams of people he's killed.
Thousands of people.
So he's just like, this is why he's immortal.
Wow.
It's just like the combined energy of all the souls he's killed.
It's total Horcrux crap here, guys.
Wow.
And it is Rafina's turn.
Did everyone really go?
Everyone really went.
All right. How much did we get healed? I'm trying to decide if I should do
it. Not at all yet.
But you're going to do it in the next turn. Or so we assume from your posture. Well,
should I tell you all how this works?
Well, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. I mean, time isn't necessarily linear. So, in theory, you could. But I'm going to, just because I really want to use this spell, cast...
That's a great reason.
Very appropriately... Confusion. I rustle in my pockets and pull out three nutshells, and
what kind of nut?
It's so funny because I don't think you even have to do that.
It says it right there. Material, three nutshells.
Ooh.
Open your cleric. What do you mean?
But it's fine. Cleric. It's fine.
That I don't have to cast a spell to create. Is that what you're saying? Did I create confusion just naturally?
That's not what I'm saying. No.
I once got pulled over for creating confusion. The first time I ever got pulled over by a cop, it's because I was creating confusion. Because I'd started to slow down at a yellow light and then I sped through it.
Oh no!
So yes, I created confusion. Anyway, okay, so back to the nutshells.
Right.
They're Brazil nuts.
Thank you.
They're huge. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like the palm of Rafina's hand.
So confusing.
So each creature in a 10-foot radius sphere centered on a point I choose within range, which is 90 feet, must succeed. So my point is way like
behind
him, so I just get what's his face. Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
That is totally doable from the current layout of the room.
So he has to succeed on a wisdom saving throw when I cast a spell.
Okay. He's going to try to save. He gets a 19.
I like using the nutshells. How was I supposed to know that? Alex is showing me that I can use a holy symbol rather than the nutshells to cast my spells.
But we like your flavor. You always do things like you've blown a dandelion puffball and all kinds of stuff. You've done cool stuff.
So cute.
You can do. Yes, you are. You can do whatever you want. That's the thing. Like, the thing about these spells is like, these are for if you can't come up with something and you like. This is a good idea. I'll just use this. But like, it could be.
I mean, some
anything.
I mean,
you
some
come
DMs
up with anything you
the, spells have material components. A lot of
right.
them, and some DMs play that you have to have them. Like
right.
you literally, if you run out of nutshells, then you can't cast that spell.
Right.
But you're a cleric, so you. If I was like that, you could be like, no, I don't need them. I have my holy symbol.
Right. I would have never known that.
Yeah,
because
we don't. That's all
we
I
don't
think.
Talk about them.
I wasn't saying. I'm also saying that you don't even have to use nutshells. You can use whatever you want.
That's true.
I'm gonna sneeze.
Uh-oh.
You can you can cast your spell with a sneeze.
Yep. A booger goes flying out of my nose.
Yes,
and
confusion.
It creates confusion. No, I'm sticking with the nutshells. All
right. So yeah, he rolled a 19, which I'm pretty sure beats your spell save DC. So does anything happen on a fail or on a six
fail.
On a save?
On a fail, no. Nothing happens. I don't even confuse people. This is really terrible. All right.
You think you confuse me? I know all of you infinitely well, he says.
But how? Tell us more.
Yeah, tell us more.
It's Will's turn.
Will, no more talking.
All right, I got a crazy idea.
Uh-oh.
Got a crazy idea. I don't know if I can do this, but I think I can. Because the time that if I were to cast a spell now, it's 6 seconds until the next time I can cast a spell, correct?
Yep.
Okay. If I cast Dimension Door, I am Will is pissed at this guy. Because first of all, if it's his patron, which he assumes it is right now, he is angry. But also, as we're fighting, I'm thinking maybe it's someone who's possessed like Blinsky was. I don't know. So what I'm going to do, either way, I'm pissed. This guy is taking over my town. That is unacceptable. He's grabbed me. He's hit me with a sword. I'm going to cast Dimension Door.
Okay.
And we are at the bottom. It says that, so the... I can teleport myself from my current location to any other spot within range.
Mm-hmm.
500 feet. Now, I don't know. Wait. 500 feet. It's probably not far enough.
Where?
I was going to say, because we're right below that where the heart was, right?
Kind of.
I could kind of like dimension door myself into the sky and fucking kick him down as I fall. Then I'm going to cast fly next round.
They have to be willing to bring them with you.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oh, I like that.
If you want to try, I can, he'd have to save. Like, he'd have to...
No, then if I know that, then I'm not going to use that. Because I don't want
to... You know it wouldn't be guaranteed. If you want to try to bring him along, you can try.
No, he's not willing.
Do you have to, like, drag him in?
That's what I'm saying. He would have to save.
Yeah, I was thinking I could drag him through a door and make him fall down a big flight of stairs.
But it wouldn't be... guaranteed success.
Doesn't make sense. I'm not gonna waste my spell slot if it's not gonna work. So
it
won't work. So the other thing that I was thinking was to get out of his grasp.
Okay.
I mean, he's holding on to you. Maybe there is a better chance. If you take yourself through something, that he'll fall with you.
I mean, at least I guess the worst that could happen is I at least get out of his grasp and I'm not even fighting him anymore, which seems pretty pathetic. I'm in a completely other space and then I have to come back down and help everybody. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
Because the worst that can happen is that I dimension door myself out of his grasp. And the best that could happen is that I dimension door both of us and he falls. And what I'm hoping is like, because as I probably can't athletically do this. I probably have to roll in athletics or something, but I'm thinking if I dimension door myself and I fucking push him and like kick him down below me, then he's gonna fall below me and then I'll have time to cast fly.
Okay.
Cool. Is that stupid? I don't know.
I think it sounds very cool.
All right. I'm gonna try it.
Okay.
Well, he rolled a 4.
Okay. Wait a second. What does this mean? If you would arrive in a place already occupied by an object or a creature, you and any other creature traveling with you each take... So if we...
If you're in a wall or a person or
a desk... Oh, so it like bonks us and then we don't teleport. Interesting. Yeah. I don't think I ever read that part. Okay. So you rolled a 4. So you rolled a 4. So that means that it succeeds?
That you were able to bring him with you, yes.
Okay. Yoink! We blink out of existence. Actually, before, I haven't blinked before. It's a dimension door. It's like a
you
portal
did it once.
That was. Yeah, yeah. I'm saying it wasn't a blink out of existence. It was like a door, like a purple, smoky, swirly door.
Mm-hmm. Doctor Strange door.
A Doctor Strange. Oh, yeah.
Oh, swirly that way. Yeah. Yeah.
And then.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I don't think I can even. How fast does this happen? Please explain it.
Well, it's like it's a spell, so it's like it would be my turn. Like I would just take him through it and go. Yeah, you were gonna do something nice for me. I guess Will will never know. He can continue to be an asshole.
He would have anyway.
I don't know though, man. I'm feeling the love. Look at everybody coming to my aid. Look at this little picture. So nice. Lank, I'll remember that you were outside of the room, Lank. How dare you? I'm just kidding. He's running as far as he can to get there, but yeah, so that's what I do.
All right. So you all see this swirly purple door appear.
Yeah, and I just yank him through it as hard as I freaking can. Because I guess I don't know that it wouldn't work, because I've never cast it on an unwilling creature.
Yeah. And you feel like a sort of a physical resistance.
Yeah.
But you're able to pull him through. Like, he's resisting.
Okay.
But not enough. And he's already kind of latched onto you pretty tightly. So for him to, like, change his plan of what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And he rolled a 4. You're able to pull him through.
Wow.
And you step out into the center of the tower.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like the, as high as I can picture. Mm-hmm. And
so you get to pick.
Rolling out. Like, oh. I pictured it opening. I pictured opening up and rolling out of it. Like, yeah. My door is this way, horizontal.
Yep.
Rolling out of it. You're basically pushing them down.
What is the range? Like 400 feet, you said? Something like that? Of the dimension door?
It's 500 feet.
Yeah, okay. So you pull yourself out basically where the heart was floating at the very top of this 190 foot tall tower.
Cool. Can you suddenly cast again and pop back in and leave him there?
I guess I could technically cast it again as I'm falling. Ha! I could do that
too! See what you do.
Right now you're plummeting. Right now, yes. I'm plummeting. This is the bravest.
Technically you have a move action.
This really is the bravest.
I have a move action.
Do you swim?
Yeah! We guys! Well, I think I'm
moonwalk?
I think I probably shout so at least they have an idea of where we are, because otherwise they don't know where the hell we went.
Okay.
So I'm going to shout out, like, I don't know, heart tower! Something like that, like, ah! No, that's probably more like it. Like, I'm screaming at my own. I cast the spell and I'm like, ah! Like, I'm falling. So, you know, there's that.
576 feet.
What?
No, don't read this to them, please.
Uh-oh.
Just looking up how far a body falls in 6 seconds.
I know. I was thinking about that, too. Uh-oh. Wait. Is that... Wait. It falls 576 feet?
Well, that's for...
Is it already at terminal velocity at that point?
That can't be for six seconds. And this is also a D&D page that he's getting this information
from. 9.8 meters per second per second.
But it starts at zero.
Right. But it's only D&D 4E, so it's been updated since then, I'm sure.
Oh my god, you guys, did I just kill myself?
Physics has been updated since
then. No way you fall 576 feet in 6 seconds from a dead stop.
But do you fall 190?
Uh-oh. Guys, I killed myself.
If you were worried about math before.
I know. Is he doing math?
No, it's fine.
He's doing Google.
Uh-oh, are you doing math?
I'm doing Google math.
So is this guy.
2.5 seconds? I'm going to die, aren't I?
100 feet takes 2.5 seconds.
Great. Even from starting from zero? Guys, I'm going to die. That was really stupid. I didn't know it was just 190 feet.
But you're wearing a Kevlar suit.
Right.
Which wouldn't really help you anyway.
Guys, I'm going to die. I shouldn't have done that.
It was such a brave thing.
It was, and I'm going to die now.
So we will remember you fondly as a hero. Does that make you feel better?
Oh, man.
All right.
So. Just moving on.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, God. All right.
It is. I have too many papers.
Can't you prestidigitate the surface of the tower into a cushion?
There's plenty of things I can do, but I don't have enough time because I used my 6 seconds to pull him through a dimension door. And now there's 6 whole seconds of me falling into the ground.
But during that fall.
Okay. So remember that your turn is not just your action. You also have options to move and things like that. So it doesn't take a full 6 seconds to cast a spell.
You're just trying to justify not murdering my character.
No, I think that's true, though.
No, it is true.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay.
So it is Bernard's turn. Well, first off, everybody give me a perception roll except for Will.
13.
11 total.
I put my dice away, which doesn't bode well for perception.
You didn't perceive that we were still playing the game?
It's a 7.
Okay. Bathwack, you're able to faintly hear screaming from somewhere back the way you came down.
Oh, and I just saw Will vanish?
Yes.
All right.
It was like in stereo for a second before the door closed. You heard it through the door, and then you continued to hear it
through
your right head hole.
Head hole?
The flap. It's just a flap.
He's got flaps! Whoa!
What did Will do? They're up the stairs.
What?
I can hear him up the stairs. Is it my turn yet?
Almost. You say that, and Bernard turns and starts running that way with Rafina on his back.
Oh, Rafina, that's amazing.
I'm going to start sprinting that way, too.
I say, yippee-yay-ki-yay!
20, 30, 40, 50, 60. I can get halfway up the stairs.
So, what happens, though, is Rahadin has a turn.
Oh, okay.
So, Will, this is for your benefit, because you're the one that witnesses it. Yeah. You tumble out of this hole with this just looming chasm below you, this straight drop just down.
And I completely, I'm like, why did I do this? But I'm furious.
But your plan was, before you shit your pants, you were going to push him down away from you.
Yeah.
And you were able to successfully do that.
Can I surf him down the tower?
Like a surfboard of bats?
Like a surfboard made of bats, but just a surfboard made of an ass hat.
And you see his eyes, they go wide, and this purple smoke is even more visible.
Oh, you.
Within. And he looks up, and he looks like furious but terrified.
Whoa.
And he tries to swing at you with his scimitar.
Ah!
He misses you as he's plunging down, just swoosh, like right below like your gut.
Whoa.
Like, you feel the wind from it. It's hard to tell, I guess, because you're in free fall.
Yeah.
Maybe you wouldn't feel the wind from it. Yeah. Maybe you feel it snag the edge of your shirt.
Ooh.
Maybe rips it a little bit.
I'm even more mad. Yep.
Now you look awesome.
It's going to be the newest fashion in Tivoli.
And this is really hard to describe. Mm-hmm. Because his turn is happening.
Right.
So it's not like he falls away from you.
Right.
He's falling with you.
Yeah.
So this is kind of where things break down.
Right. So we're falling together.
Yep. You're falling together, and it remains to be seen what happens while you fall.
Okay, yes.
So if you are falling with him,
right,
you see him sort of start looking towards the side of the tower,
right,
trying to catch something, anything, but as it falls, the tower actually widens a little bit.
Yeah.
So the stuff gets further away more than anything.
That was what I was hoping, that it was because it seemed from the picture, this giant hole in the middle of the stairs, there's really nothing there.
Yeah. It narrows a little bit when you get up top, so. He's trying to grab anything. He's like just flailing in midair as he's sort of tumbling down. He's dropped his scimitar. It's falling along with him. And he realizes this he's not going to be catching anything. And so he's like, he's turning and he's looking back up at you with these sort of panicked, like horse caught in a, with a broken leg kind of look up at you.
Yikes.
And
wants to be shot?
I know. I'll shoot you. Fine.
And he says, I chose you! I gave you your power!
Whoa! Oh, whoa! Goodness.
And then his body hits the floor with a sickening thud and crack, and also whip crack, which, where's the sound? Is it this one? Nope. Is it this one? Well. There it is!
Oh! What?
And,
it was the swirling man? I just...
It totally was.
You see the, from wherever you are, we'll figure it out in a moment. Whether you're falling and about to smack right into him, or if you succeed in doing something, which I'm assuming you will. You see his body just like, parts of it just like kind of explode, like it's a, you know, kind of crunch and crush.
Gross.
With this nasty sound overlaid with this whip crack sound.
Yeah.
And then like half a second later, the body just melts into this like low-lying pool of like purple smoky fog.
Uh-oh.
That kind of just dissipates away.
Now I have no powers. He gave me my power. He's dead now. He's dead?
Wait, you're still falling.
I know, I'm gonna not die. Hit
the ground.
I know.
We're out of initiative because there's no enemies.
Oh
so
my
we'll
God.
Figure out. I'm assuming everybody's pounding up afterwards because Bathtuck was able to hear. But what do you do to
cast fly? I mean,
Abby had mentioned you have dimension door. That's not necessarily your only option.
Right. Well, that would be the option I would use if, because like, I guess I don't know anything about science. Will's not like some scientist, but like if I cast Dimension Door and I'm falling, even if I cast it right way up, I'm going to shoot out of the next one, right? Like portal style.
Yeah. Now you're thinking with portals.
Yeah. So so I guess I'm going to cast Fly, because that would be, okay. I've cast
And you don't
that
have like
so
Feather Fall or anything, right? I think you
I have
traded
boots.
That out.
Yeah, I don't think I have Feather Fall. I have, no, I don't think I ever took it.
Oh, okay.
I was saying that I should take it, but I never did. So
yeah,
I cast Fly.
Okay.
I hope that it works.
Yeah, you're able to, you're most of the way down by the time you get through what you're able to do.
I think I'm going to die, because that guy just, if he actually died, I'm just like, well, then what does this mean? And I think I'm going to die, and then I cast Fly.
You cast Fly, and basically you need to, you take, you don't want to smash into the floors, I'm assuming, right? That's
no,
your goal?
Yeah, I don't want
to. So you basically need to take your movement to arrest your downward momentum. You know what I mean?
Nope.
You have movement left in your turn, and you need to basically spend it to try to go up.
Right, yes.
But you don't actually go up.
Right.
You just slow down.
Yeah, and
enough that you kind of hit the floor pretty hard.
And I don't completely die.
No, you don't completely die.
I'm sure there's a listener out there who's going to do the math, and they're going to be like, listen, you died. Officially, Will is dead.
I rolled two more sixes on my d6, if you can believe that.
That's this five sixes in a row on this.
So you take 12 bludgeoning damage.
Oh my god, okay. Guys,
as you smash into this dissipating cloud of purple fog.
Whoa.
I think it's really an awesome picture, because you kick him, you kick him sort of away from you and down.
Right.
And then you're like decelerating, so it looks like you just like separate, right?
Yeah.
Because he accelerates into the ground, and you like stop moving. It's pretty cool. Anyway, blah blah. Yeah.
No, that's I'm just like I can't believe that just happened. I'm confused. I thought at first it was my patron, but then I was like, it can't be my patron. I can't be like fighting my patron. How
in a vulnerable form? Like he's in a vulnerable form. It's so weird.
Right? Why? Why did my patron take my town? What is happening?
Maybe he did it so that Strahd's one adversary, who might be powerful, gets destroyed early. I don't know. He must have done it for Strahd. What? Unless he actually is working for the brother and was trying to get rid of Strahd, and it was all a lie.
He gave me my power, but he works for Strahd. Was that a costume? Was he just pretending to be Rahadin? Is he actually dead? I think I'm on my hands and knees, just like, my mind is blown. I don't know. In all of the political intrigue and weird con job kind of things, I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea.
And as you're sort of reeling, you feel the your locket against your skin go like ice cold.
Oh no.
For like, I don't know, a second or two, and then back to normal temperature, room temperature.
Can I cast a spell? Can I cast anything?
You already did.
Can I but now my locket did that. So like, am I still magical? Can I cast prestidigitation?
What are you doing?
Well, if like I said, I'm on my hands and knees, and my head is just like exploded.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I don't even know if I can do much more than just like, I'm assuming, what are these rocks, cobblestones? Like my hand is on one of them and I just try to change the color of it.
Okay, you're able to.
What? Guys, I don't know what's going on.
I know this is totally out of character, obviously, since I'm not there, but he says, I gave you your power. He gave you your power to, he was manipulating you into being a certain way, and that was the power he gave you. I don't think, like, you're a warlock, so you have powers. You have some powers, right?
I wasn't a warlock originally. That's why Will is not very good at being a warlock. Like, I was granted these powers in exchange for taking a carriage ride. Wait, no, in exchange for doing him favors or something, and then he told me to take a carriage ride, and I ended up in Barovia. So now I'm really confused.
Even if he made you a warlock and then he dies, does that mean that you don't get to have your powers anymore? I mean,
that's what I thought. I figured, because like usually a patron is like a god or like a something, but now I'm very confused. Not that Will knows anything about being warlock, but Katie is also a little dumbfounded because I'm just like, I don't know who gave me my powers now, if that's the right guy, if he was impersonating that guy. Now I have to think about this.
You guys come across Will sort of partway down the stairs leading down here.
Yeah.
In a cloud of purple mist, looking confused.
Yeah.
Will, what happened?
I honestly don't really know, but he's gone. I think he's dead, but also I have no idea.
You look injured. Bathwack, it's your turn.
Oh yeah, I'm just gonna gradually begin healing Will, since I can heal 2d6 every 6 seconds.
Whoa! You can just do that forever?
We're also out of initiative.
For how long? 1 minute. So whatever's left of the minute, I can heal him 2d6 per 6 seconds.
I don't know what that means. What do I add?
What minute?
The spell lasts for a minute, so however long it took us to run up the stairs, I've got the remainder of a minute.
Okay.
To heal him.
Yeah, you probably have like, what, a good 7-8 rounds, something like that.
Okay. So if it's 8 rounds, then you can gain 16d6.
Whoa.
Alright, so I'm just concentrating on healing Will. The rest of you can talk.
Whoa.
How do you heal him? Do you have to touch him?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, he's just sort of in this aura.
Aw.
You feel warm.
You feel warm. Oh, no. Gross.
There's only one force in nature that can make you feel warm.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait a second. So, Lank... That guy. Who was that guy?
Who? The one who did Rahadin?
Yeah. Who was that guy?
I you saw him last.
I know. And I don't know what's happening.
Was he your
buddy?
Buddy? Yeah, but I don't know if I'd know to call him your patron.
Right. I don't know if I would know to call him my patron. I don't think he ever used that phrase.
52 hit points.
Whoa, I'm all the way back to thank you.
Does Will actually say thank you?
I think he looks at Bathwack. Like, honestly, if I'm being, like, not comedic, I think he looks at Bathwack just, like, kind of stunned. Like, he's just stunned. Like, and he just keeps talking to Lank. Like, just like, I don't know who that guy was. And I thought maybe that he was related to magic, but he died so easily. I didn't think that was going to happen. Honestly, I thought that maybe I would injure him a little bit and then Bathwack would come up and kill the crap out of him. And so would you, because you guys are the ones that do that. But I don't know what's happening.
Has anything changed with you? Because, I mean, Lank does know that you have a connection.
Yeah. I don't think so. Can I try to cast Bonfire over in the corner? Because, like, that's a... Can I do it? I do?
Yep.
I do it. I can still make a bonfire without wood. So...
Is the purple stuff still dissipating?
Yeah, slowly.
Should we try to save some of it?
Do science experiments.
Should I put it in a vial?
First of all, okay, you just answered with what, but second of all, why?
What if we need to bring proof to the wizard that the Wicked Witch is dead?
Yeah, I know! Like, what?
You can't argue with these facts, this vial of purple mist.
Like, Lank, like, he was the guy.
He let me out.
Yeah! And now he's not here, but he was, I think he was I don't know. I think Will just gives up because he's just like, I just don't know. I don't know. I had a sense that he was related to the guy that shows up with the whip crack sounds, But now I'm not so sure, even though in his head he knows that the whip crack happened, he doesn't want to keep tying himself to this evil thing. So he's just like, so...
Well, now we're up. Why did we want to go up originally? Anyone remember?
But wait, I have to get something, and I want to go back and down and get those papers. I want to see what he was looking at, because Will would be obsessed with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's also a room you should see.
Oh.
Yeah.
You head down and get the papers that he was looking at. Yeah, it looks like a pretty in-depth, you know, I don't know, business bank account. You know, just statements, basically, in terms of, you know, reports of, again, like I said, you know, before, income, expenses, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Nothing, very, very big picture stuff, not anything that is anything of note in terms of, like, decision making or anything like that.
Okay.
But definitely of Tivoli, you recognize.
Wow.
The establishments noted there.
Is there, sorry, I missed, did you say this dissipated?
Yeah.
That it was slowly dissipating.
Slowly dissipating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, is there anything to notice if I look carefully? Is there any hint of what happened?
You note that there's no clothing or anything like that. You see his scimitar on sort of near the top of the stairs that he was holding. It dropped as he fell. But otherwise, I mean, the mist, other than being purple, you don't see anything that looks, there's no like floating skull images in it, or you know, or anything like that, or
so it's just like run of the mill body parts with no clothing,
no body parts at all,
no body parts at all melted away into this mist.
Yeah, just like just poofed into this.
And
this
so, mist. How about the scimitar?
Yeah, you can check out the.
I'll pick it up and just kind of give it a toss in the air and swing it a few times. Yeah. Is there anything special about it? Anything striking, I mean.
Yeah, it is a magical scimitar. Despite your sort of feel from him and knowing his history, you don't think you would know pretty well, pretty quickly if it were, like, evil or not. You don't think there's anything about it that's necessarily evil. Despite, I mean, besides the fact that you think this has been an implement of countless murders and deaths. Yes.
Can we still hear the screamings in our heads?
No.
It's some kind of magical weapon, not clearly evil.
Yeah, you think it just might be just magically enhanced, and like its ability. You don't get any sense of, anything like intelligent or malicious about it specifically. Mm-hmm. You think that all came from Rahadin.
All right. I'm just going to throw it on the ground.
You don't want it anyway?
No.
I don't want it anyway. Wow.
Does anybody take Lank up on his offer of showing them a room that they need to see?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm just going to kind of... I'm so stunned, I'll follow people. After I got my papers, I'm looking at them and just kind of wandering after people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Will, should we ransack his room?
Yes! I agree.
Should figure out what else is in here.
Yep.
Yeah, Lank's got to come back here. Like, Lank's going to go kill himself if we don't make him come back here and look at this room. Come back here!
Didn't kill myself the first... I've been behaving.
Yes, you have! You have, Lank. Actually, I don't know that, but good job! Thank you for behaving.
I think we need to really be on guard, though, guys, because I don't think Strahd intended for this guy to die. I think he's going to figure it out really fast. He's dead.
I want to, like, figure out what would be helpful. Now I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Am I supposed to still kill Strahd? Is this guy Strahd's friend? Was he actually Strahd's friend?
Let's ransack the room and find out.
Yes.
Maybe we'll find a clue.
We'll find out the next time we hear a whip crack in the night. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. let's ransack the room. Can we ransack the room?
Sure.
Let's see what we can learn.
Whoever is ransacking, give me either a perception or investigation check, whichever you would like.
18.
3.
Oh, no.
I'm flipping the bed upside down.
Yes!
That's my contribution to this search.
That's a good contribution. We need to disrespect this room as much as possible.
That room upstairs with the 8 beds was practice.
Yes. Now I'm actually offended by this room, so...
Just don't touch the flaming bra in the corner.
Flaming bra.
All right. So, a careful search of the room, or a less than careful search of the room in Bathwack's case, reveals... I mean, it seemed like this guy lived kind of an austere life, if this is really his chambers. You don't, there's not, like, anything of, like, ostentatious value here or anything like that. Again, like I said, there's like, the books, you think, I mean, there's nothing in the bookcase that strikes you as, like, super valuable or rare. I mean, you know, they're nice books and good quality. I mean, some of them you might be able to sell, but is it worth carrying around, you know, these huge, heavy books or whatever? No, probably not. There's like a small dresser that has just a few sets of clothes. I mean, they're fine clothes. They're nice quality. Within there, you find sort of reverently wrapped up a pendant in the shape of the von Zarevich family crest, as like was on the chest upstairs.
Ooh.
Does it have any jewels in it, or is it just?
It's metal. It's finely crafted metal. So again, nothing like super like wow, but you know, probably meant something to him if what he was saying to you was true about how he felt about the family and whatnot.
What the heck?
The only other thing of note, Will, is when you're near the table, you're able to find a mechanism that when pulled reveals a secret door.
Oh god.
In the northwest corner of the room.
Does he actually have a bedroom? Does he
it's
have
his closet.
A separate?
Yeah. Ah. Real estate agent is relieved.
Wow.
And if you swing the door open, you do so to reveal a dark staircase leading down.
To the crypt?
Uh-oh.
We should go see if Esmeralda's down there.
Gosh, I am not ready for a fight.
I can't believe how close we could have been to just not even going in this room.
Yeah,
like Lank just marched in, and I would have been like, "Oh, this doesn't seem worth sticking our necks out for," and I would have just run away.
Right.
Anyway, just felt the need to make that observation. Ugh. Thanks, Lank, for getting us there.
Yeah,
it's what I do, apparently.
I'm not ready to go down there. I need to have my bone table sword fight.
Yeah.
With whom? With Will?
I don't know. Who wants to join me up here?
Rafina takes out a foam noodle. On guard!
Is it elbow macaroni?
Very foamy.
Well, I am spent as far as spells, I feel like.
So you don't want to go down because you don't have any spells?
I need to...
Sit for an hour.
Sit for an hour, at least. Don't you think we should collect ourselves? I mean, assuming that's where Strahd is, guys. Let's not go down there.
You can't be down there.
He is totally down there. So, the first time I ever adventured, it was at a haunted house and there was a monster in the basement. Says Will, because that's what happened. And if I've learned anything from my years of adventuring, just kidding, days.
But actually
years in real life. There's a monster down there. And if there is a monster in this castle, it's Strahd. Right?
But that's where the crypt is. And we need to find Esmeralda in the crypt. Ugh. Even though it's a trap, we know it's a trap. But also that's where Esmeralda is.
Why don't we try to send her another message from here?
Oh, we could try.
Yeah, Nick, stick your head right down there.
Okay. Nope, still nothing.
I feel like I just heard that outside the other night.
It was Eric.
It's a barred owl.
That was me.
I mean, Lank also has some... What was in the room that you want us to see, Lank?
It's... You've got to see it. You won't... I won't do it justice trying to describe it.
Is it dangerous?
No, it's just... Lank walks into the room. And steps aside so that people don't trip over him in the doorway.
Hmm. So we all follow him?
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you all find yourself in this grand hall of bones.
Oh, whoa, no! What? What is this?
Well, this is interesting.
Oh, actually, I mentioned this to Bathwack, but then things got interesting. What are they called?
Mongrel folk.
Mongrel folk are somewhere nearby. They were in this room, and then they went through one of those north doors.
Again, to be clear, there was one. A mongrel.
Yeah, he kept saying they, just to be gender neutral. Gendral.
Gendral.
Okay.
Gendral is how you combine
I'm making an executive decision.
You don't know what
their
generals are.
He went through one of those doors in the north wall.
Will still, like, what about these bones?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten over that yet. What?
This may be related to the shields buried in the wall with the swords out in the other room. The battle.
We need to get off this level. Let's go back up. Let's say. This is all terrible. I'll go and peek where he wants us to peek.
I'm just saying that he was there, so there's more to it, but I think the secret passage down would be more interesting, but people need to rest first.
I need to rest. I know I do, but like...
Does looking at the bone table count as rest?
Stare at it for an hour.
It's like we're in a museum.
Yeah, ooh.
All right, who wants to rest? Anyone need any soup from my canteen?
Soup in a canteen. Is it in your bag?
Wasn't it just in your bag?
Well, no, it was in his. It was. She put it in her water.
Oh,
her water.
I just pictured it loose in a in a sack.
She said in her water skin, which I think is just as funny because it's in her water skin. That's awesome.
We have to save the soup though.
Where do people want to rest? Discuss that.
I would like to go upstairs a little bit to rest. If we could rest, I don't know.
I think with everything that's happened, that's fair.
Sure.
Like, I just need an hour. I don't need a whole day or anything. Just an hour. I'll get my spells back.
Where are you resting?
There's no comfy couches.
Can we sort of huddle around in the heart tower there at where the staircase is? Can we like pick a landing and
Doesn't he have a nice mattress though?
Well, there was the room with mattresses up where we killed the maid.
Were they nice mattresses? I can't remember if they were like
set them all on fire.
Grimy.
He didn't actually end up doing that though, did
he? Yeah, I think I did not actually set a fire because I was worried about setting a fire and we were stuck in the castle.
Yep.
So I would go back up there. That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, they were actually nice beds.
Yeah, before I messed them up, but I'm sure we can do something.
I mean, the match, it's going to be more comfortable most likely than sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
We're just talking about a short rest for Will, unless other people want to take a long rest. It's late enough in the day that that's feasible.
I mean, are we heading up afterwards or back down? I mean, let's just rest where we need to go.
Well,
then
we still want to find Esmeralda, right?
Right, and I think the secret room warrants investigation.
Yeah.
So tell me where you're actually going to end up waiting for an hour.
The room with the maid and the beds is far away.
Yeah, at least
it's
like
up a couple floors.
But it has at least like one door, and we know, as far as we know, it's like easily securable, maybe. I don't know.
That's a good point. If we're going to, let's wander upstairs and take advantage of the beds.
Okay.
All right. So you all head back up with nothing too notable to report. Wend
Except
your way.
Eaten by a dragon? No.
Right. Yeah. Rafina just dies on the way. Natural causes.
From old age.
Natural causes. I'm the only D&D character ever to die of natural.
And then she's fine.
Everyone's so confused. We're like, what? What did she die of? She wasn't like eaten by. What?
This place is terrible. It's like some unspeakable Lovecraftian horror.
Yep, yeah. Dying of old age. Oh, man.
All right, so you hole up in the room. We'll see if you make it through the rest next time.
Wow.
This is crazy stuff, guys. This is
wacky.
You
killed your patron.
Yeah,
good job. Just
how? Listen, why would my patron pick me to kill Strahd and yet he loves Strahd? He definitively said, I chose you. Maybe he's just messing with me and he's not dead. I mean, how else? If a patron's supposed to give you your powers, unless there is somebody else giving my powers, I have no idea what's going on right now. I mean,
you raise a good point. It's like, there should have been more of a change than just him being pissed and then gone.
Right.
If he was really gone.
Yeah, he just disappeared into... He's messing with me. That's gotta be what it is.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.